We all know that bullying has moved from the hallways of schools to social media. One recent tragic result, Rebecca Sedgwick, that 12-year-old Florida girl who killed herself after online bullying. Now schools and school districts like California's Glendale Unified School District are hiring companies to monitor social media and alert administrators when they see a problem. Glendale administrators took this action after two students committed suicide last year. Chris Friedrich is the founder and CEO of Geo Listening. That's the company Glendale contracted. And Chris, you said that you're not just seeing bullying, but you're seeing the result of bullying, a talk of suicide?
Yeah, we see a lot of despair, a lot of self-harming youth.
Well, and how do you do it? Because I've read that you use a lot of technology and a lot of humans, people.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's probably about 20% technology. As far as the human capital goes, that's always going to be the largest portion of our company. Our analysts actually only are allowed to work 4 hours a day. The content can be a little tough. I know that from firsthand because I was the first analyst for our company. And as I dug into these things, my friends expressed the concern for me and my well-being because I was taking it incredibly personally and trying to do the best thing for kids.
Well, wait, help us understand that. What were you reading? What were you seeing?
On the first day of school this year, we found a young lady that had posted from the campus saying that she was sad. And we looked at her publicly available posts, and we saw two posts from the school bus where she had posted she was almost in a fight with a girl and punched her in the face. And the second post said, first day of school and it's already starting again, being bullied. The human element allows us to bring context so that that school site administrator didn't have to go find those other two posts to understand why it was important to say hello to that young lady on that first day of school.
All right. I mean, you don't have some sort of technology that allows you to put a hover dome over a school district and just suck up all the social media. You're what? You're looking for Facebooks and Twitter feeds that are public?
Yeah, we have some technologies that allow us to find certain keywords. But then that also allows us to end up on networks like Ask.fm. Ask.fm is an anonymous question and answer website, and we find a lot of young folks on that website that are being asked very personal questions, and they are answering them.
So what might, just if you can give us an example of one you'd find disturbing?
We found a student a few weeks ago that was being asked very direct sexual experience questions and how far they would go. Very disturbing to see young people talking about content and opening themselves up to suggestion as well as potential action against them by others, because the answerer is known by the audience, but the questioner is not.
So, look, I'm sure there are people listening to this and thinking, what? There's a company that's been hired by a school district to monitor social media of the students. You know, you told us you've been, someone referred to you as the educational NSA, snooping. But I'm hearing how difficult this is emotionally for you. And some parents already know that sometimes you go into social media and it's heart-stopping. You see the N-word, you see the C-word, you see threats, you see bullying. Make your case to those who still, though, might not get it, why a school should hire a company to look for those things.
Students have moved their conversation to the technological world, and it's actually a much more engaging conversation, but it's not heard anymore. So you can't be disciplined in a school because the teachers and the administrators aren't seeing the actual lead up to an action, maybe a fight or something else more disturbing. So what we're there to do is to bubble caption over the children's head so that the people that are there every day in a physical sense have the ability to know which kid needs to have a hello said to them.
Why can't parents do this?
It's impossible for any single person to be able to see everything. We talk about the self-harming teens. During school hours, we're seeing those students post once every 3 minutes during class time. Mm. And in the late night hours, we see some of them post once a minute for hours on end. And they're in these environments where there's 1,200, 2,000 other young people just like them.
You say you've prevented suicides.
We don't make those statements. We have provided information to those in school districts. and they have been able to intervene on behalf of a student with all of their resources, of course, the mental health services and parents, in order to help the child realize that prolonging life is a better choice.
Well, and on your website, you say you prevented a school fight.
Yes. A lot of times we are brought in to help investigate, to find the videos that are out there, to find information that will help identify who might be a witness to something that occurred.
In this case, you found posts from a student who was organizing a fight off campus on social network. There were pictures of the student posing with guns. The school administrators intervened, fight averted. But then the kid privatized his page.
We encourage all students to privatize their page. What it does is it turns down the negative broadcasting capability. It gives them a chance to think about what they've posted and then decide if that's the right thing to be out there for everyone to see.
Well, are you concerned about where you are legally here? We know the courts have been all over the place. In September, a federal appeals court in Nevada sided with school officials after a student threatened to shoot classmates on the website MySpace. But an Indiana court ruled that school officials violated students' free speech there when that school disciplines kids after they posted crude photos of themselves on Facebook. If you were the one who had come across that photograph, would you have alerted authorities? And if so, is that the right thing to do? Is that invading someone's privacy? The courts seem to think so.
When geo-listening works with a school or school district, we don't actually change any of their policy, and we only report things that are in the public domain. A lot of school codes of conduct require students to act with a level of dignity and respect. The discussion of free speech is not between geo-listening and the courts. It's between the interpretation of what a student has posted or done.
In other words, you might find photos that disturb you, bring them to the school, but if the school does the disciplining, in this case, you haven't violated free speech by just pointing out to someone that, you know, there are photos that are kind of disturbing.
That's correct. And then there are different states across the country that have different rules as to where you can take action on content. Texas evolved their law last year to where they can take action on any social media content, whether it occurs on campus or off campus. Florida, of course, has changed their law. We're starting to see it go across the country. Iowa's trying to change theirs.
You're for that?
Yeah, we've given access to kids to a much more dangerous vehicle than an automobile. And we've given them no guidance, no governance. And it's time for us to step up and be the adults that we're supposed to be for them. If we're not there, then it's equal to taking down the speed limit signs on the interstate. And, you know, we all know we behave a little bit differently when the state trooper is sitting on the side of the highway, don't we?
Chris Friedrich, founder and CEO of GeoListening, a technology services company hired by schools and districts to monitor kids' public posts on social media. It provoked a lot of thought. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
So, invasion of privacy, or is it the same as teachers monitoring slurs on a bathroom stall? Is it a school's responsibility? Your thoughts at hereandnow.org, on Facebook, facebook.com/hereandnowradio, on Twitter, @hereandnow, or I'm @hereandnowrobin.
I'm @JeremyHobson, and you're listening to Here and Now.